Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, the podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. I am your host, Yemisi, and I am so glad to have you join us today. On each episode of this podcast, we bring you inspiring journeys of individuals who dared to step into tech, grow their skills, and build careers that once felt out of reach. But today is a little different as we are officially wrapping up the podcast for the year. Woo. And I'm thrilled you are joining us to celebrate an incredible year of stories, learning, and transformation. On this special episode, instead of hearing from a beneficiary, we are shining a spotlight on the team behind one of our flagship programs, the Women Techstars Initiative. Joining me today are Olabisi Etuk, the program's lead, and Adebola Adeleke, the program associate. They will share real stories, transformative journeys, and the impact they witnessed through the program. The wonderful moments that show just how powerful learning, mentorship, and opportunity can be. So sit back, settle in, and let's dive into this special end-of-year episode. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies.
Oh. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Olabisi Etuk, and I serve as the program's lead at TechFADEF for the Women Techstars Initiative.
Hi, hello, everyone. My name is Adebola Adeleke, and I work as the program's associate here at TechFADEF, and I work with Women Techstars too. Lovely to be here.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely, 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 lovely to have you ladies join us on the podcast today. So let's start this off. Olabisi, this one is for you. Over the years, you've seen many women go through the program. Can you share a few transformation stories that really stood out to you and why they left such an impression?
Okay, thank you so much for that question. So one of the things that keeps me passionate about the work that we do is seeing real transformation. And for example, we had a fellow that joined the program with absolutely no tech background. She was a secretary, that's an office receptionist. And after the program, she went on to be a data scientist. While she was taking the program, our boss saw her taking the courses and taking her classes and was wondering. And the fun fact is, she didn't even have to go outside of our organization to get the role. She transitioned right there in our organization, and that just moved her from level 0 to 100, where she was receptionist, to her now being a data scientist. It's just so great to see, especially I think now these days, anywhere I go to, I just find myself meeting our beneficiaries and seeing them doing so well. Another example is, I think 3 days ago, I was at an event and we're just talking about the Women Techstars, and she was like, "Oh, I'm a Women Techstars alumni." And I'm like, "Oh, wow, okay, what program?" She took the bootcamp. She is currently a product manager and she's doing exceptionally well. Wow. Stories like that are just inspiring when you're seeing real transformation.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Olabisi. And I can totally relate to that, going to an event and then you meet somebody that says, "Oh, you work at TechFADEF. I am one of the Women Techstars fellows." Or, "Oh, I'm an..." Oh, and you're like, "Oh," you're just there feeling like a celebrity. I'm like, "Oh, fantastic. What are you doing now?" And then it's always just exceptional stories, and it's really heartwarming when you experience things like that. Okay, so over to you, Adebola. So we know that some fellows join with zero tech experience or tech background, while others just come to upskill, maybe move from one field to the other. How does the Women Techstars program, especially the fellowship, stretch out spans beyond their comfort zone? And then are there specific aspects of the fellowship that make it more impactful?
All right, thank you very much, Yemisi. Yes, the Women Techstars program generally is designed to support women, as the name implies. But then the fellowship specifically, through we get fellows say, "This is stretching me out of my comfort zone, it's strenuous." But even with that, yeah, we have put in so many things in place to help these fellows with their classes. With classes, you need to commit at least 4 hours a day. And that can go it's a stretch for some people, but we try to go as much as possible to include peer-to-peer learning. We have mentorship. We have office hours where they can speak to their instructor one-on-one. The peer-to-peer where they can speak to themselves without out of formality, right? An informal way. Speak to themselves, help each other understand whatever it is one person is not getting or the other person is not getting, right? And we also have accountability partners where they are accountable to one another. That way, nobody's left hanging. And if you need help, even if you can reach out to, of course, the team, you can reach out to your colleagues. And that's one of the ways we help them with their classes.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Adebola. And I've heard, you know, women talk about how, especially, we've had stories come out of the fellowship where people talk about, oh, I'm a single mother, and then I was able to go through the fellowship, and then women talk about how, oh, they are mothers, they have kids, and then they combine all of that with the fellowship and all of that. How do we like provide support to ensure that these women are actually thriving within the fellowship? Because, I mean, to be honest, being a mom, juggling all of that responsibility, and then also, you know, being a part of the fellowship, going through the training, the programs and all of that. So can you just talk a little bit about the kind of supports that we provide for, you know, women like that?
Thank you, NSA. So yeah, how we support the moms. There's something we call affinity groups, right? So we usually have there, but for the moms, we have motherhood affinity group, right? New moms, expecting moms, even moms that are done with childbearing, we put them in this community because they can relate to each other more. They understand each other better. And the current fellowship that is going on, the motherhood affinity group, one of my best affinity group.
Why?
Sometimes I'm passing by and I'm looking at their chat and they're gisting. And somebody is saying, this boy wants to break my head. And somebody is saying, I think you should come, let him join you in class. Even when they're in their classes, their children sometimes might not speak, but when they put on their videos, mommy, what are you doing? Mommy, I want to join you. We try to make it very, very inclusive for the mom. And that's why their class is at that time. 10 a.m., when we're doing the majority of these children must have gone to school. And the ones that have newborns are probably, the newborns are probably sleeping around that time. And we end the class before they pick their children from school. Right? And that's why the classes are during the week. We leave the weekends to them and their family. Another thing, this one of our affinity group, they have something they call Tea Weekend.
Okay, what's Tea Weekend about?
Tea Weekend is just them gisting.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Gisting. Nothing about class, nothing about the fellowship. Just randomly of, I was at the market yesterday and I got this. This is not really expensive. But just a community for them to feel included and not secluded.
Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Adebola. And I must say that over the 30-something episodes that we've had of this podcast, one thing that almost all the people we've had of the podcast always talk about is the community, the women that they meet in the program, how that support. A lot of them be like, I almost gave up. I almost let go. I almost dropped the training at a particular point, but had somebody just come and check on me and say, ah, I didn't see you in class today, you know, or somebody from my affinity group says, and then somebody, one of the people we interviewed was like, oh, that she's single, she doesn't have, and then she sees mothers trying to juggle all of these things and then they're in class. So that also spurs her to. So, I mean, the community that we have been able to build with the Women Techstars is really, really, it's good and it's amazing, and you guys are doing a fantastic job. So you take your flowers. Okay, so Alabisi, beyond the technical skills, how does the program help participants grow in leadership, confidence, or other areas? I mean, like soft skills, you know, mentorship and things like that.
Okay. So beyond the technical skills, we emphasize leadership, communication, critical thinking, and also personal development. We are very big on soft skill because we understand that you cannot thrive well with just the technical skill. You are going to be in a proper workspace. You need to know how to communicate. You need to know how to activate your critical thinking so that you can become the best version for yourself. So every of our beneficiaries have to work on, especially the fellows, they have to work on a real life project. During their capstone projects, we put out a call for organizations that would like our fellows to work on a project for them. They bring a problem, they create solutions around it, interact with our mentors also. We give them the opportunity to be able to interact with mentors, we pair them with mentors, and they also participate in sessions that build their confidence. The current fellows right now, every Friday for the period of their 6 months of technical training, every Friday, they have to be a part of soft skill training every Friday. And it's very, very big. This just helps in building their confidence. Also, mentorship, a very big part of our program. Having experienced women in tech guide them so that they can create, it creates a mindset shift. It helps them look forward. They have seen someone that has been able to do this. So it's like the person becomes a mirror for them to be able to, this person has been able to do this. This is what this person's journey has been like. So they begin to see themselves as being capable, being valuable, and as leaders, so that at the end of the program, it's common to see participants who started out shy. Then they can now present, now they can come on the broadcast and just clearly articulate what it is that they are currently doing, because they've gone through 6 months of soft skill training. At the end of the day, they've had mentorship sessions that would help them become the best version of themselves.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Olapsi. I mean, I remember a particular episode, I can't remember who now, how she talked about the confidence boost that just comes from being a part of the program, the soft skills. And the soft skills is one aspect that a lot of people talk about. I say, oh, I really enjoyed the soft skills, learning communication, how to, you know, revamp my CV and things like that. So, yeah. All right, Adebola, as someone who is working closely with the fellows, what are some moments where you have seen fellows who started out with zero knowledge, maybe they get jobs that have improved their economic rebuild?
Thank you, MC. I have seen so many inspired transitions, right? We have so many of them with zero big background. These are people that are coming from probably business or fashion or beauty, just not the tech industry, no technical background, just probably basic digital literacy, how to use a computer and all of that. And we've seen them come into our programs even as far as the bootcamp, mm-hmm. also the fellowship. And from there, I've gotten jobs, tech jobs, right? The fellowship that we're in, right, I think it's like 2-3 months, almost 3 months of their classes. And we have a couple of them that have gotten internship. There is this babe in cybersecurity. So one thing we also encourage them to do is to share their journey, share their story on social media, right? Just so they can also be accounting to themselves. And from doing that, she was able to secure an internship, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of them like that. We even have those that graduated for past course that have moved from, I think we saw someone that did business admin in school, and now she's working as a cybersecurity expert. Mm-hmm. So we've had so many of them, and it just shows that what we are doing for economic livelihood is just one of the best parts for the women.
Mm. Thank you so much for sharing that, Adebola. This is also to you, right? So from your perspective, how is the Women Success Program contributing to economic empowerment and prosperity for women across Africa, just building up from the points about them getting internships and jobs?
Thank you. So the Women Success Program is creating economic prosperity by giving these women relevant digital skills to increase their employability. But there used to be this thought about women not being able to go into tech field, have tech skills, and sometimes because of the field they've chosen, they are not able to earn as much as their male counterparts. So one of the major reason for the Women Tech Stars initiative, right, is to equip women with relevant skills so they're able to increase their employability rate, they're able to earn more as their male counterparts, and also add to the society.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Adebola. Olabisi, over to you. So for someone who is listening now, who might be curious but unsure about stepping into tech or maybe joining a program like Women Texas, what would you say to encourage them?
Okay, so one thing I tell women always is you don't need to be perfect. Like, you don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to start. Tech is broad enough for everyone, whether you are creative or you are analytical or someone who just loves solving problems or you like playing with colors. Just start. And our program, the kind of program that we run at Women Texters, it's built to support absolute beginners. You can start with a bootcamp. You can even start with the open day where you get to hear about women and their journey, how they've been able to navigate the whole gender biases in the workplace, moving on to taking bootcamp, the fellowship, if you're curious enough. And curiosity is... just be curious, take that step. And we've seen so many women. She shared a story of someone that is just currently in the fellowship. The fellowship is barely 3 months, and we've had 3 people already getting an internship position, meaning that it is possible. You just need to be curious enough to take that step. They would say the sky is the starting point, because with the right support, with the right skills and opportunities, you would definitely thrive in the tech ecosystem.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Olabisi. Okay, so now that, you know, we're sort of like winding up for the year, I'm sure that there's some listeners who are already asking what's next. So are there like upcoming programs, opportunities under the Women Texters that people can look forward to in the new year?
Yes, absolutely. Next year, we are going to be opening the application for the Women Texters Fellowship Class of 2026. I know that, 2027 actually, yeah. Because at that time, the class of 2026 would be rounding up their program, also entering into the next phase of their program. So definitely, I know that people are already sending us emails, when is the next fellowship happening? So it's going to be, the application is going to be opening next year, early next year actually. So do well to follow us on all our social media platforms. We'd also be having the bootcamp, our monthly open day sessions where you can hear about the many possibilities of how to get into the tech industry. Several community-focused events that we'll be having through the Tech Girls Drive that would always go to communities, schools to share the good news of STEM and also AI. And also several mentorship sessions. This is for those that are part of the Women Texters community. That's our beneficiaries that are in the community already. There are several mentorship activities, several master classes that they would enjoy in the new year. So for anyone listening, this is your perfect time to start prepping. You need to start prepping. If you have to start doing research, this is actually very important. If you need to start doing research, not that when the application comes out, you asking that, what is data analysis? What is product design? Or what should I do? Now is your time to start prepping, start doing your research. What do you want to do? I know that before the call for application for the bootcamp, we shared an assessment that helps you just jumpstart your career to help you choose which learning track you're best suited for. So you can just go look for that post and get the link and fill that form just so that you're able to make an informed decision in terms of the learning track that is best suited for you.
Thank you so much, Olabisi. Thank you so much, Davis, for your time. But before I let you go,
okay,
there's one question I always ask the guests on this podcast. So I'll start with Adebola. So, what is one fun fact about Adebola?
Let me start thinking about mine.
Was it my
yes. I don't know if it's a fun fact.
Share it anyway.
Is it? Maybe. I don't know how to cross the road, no matter how small it is.
Interesting.
Now that you talk about it.
I don't know, like, if it's a small street, it takes time.
So what exactly about crossing the road? Is it like a fear?
It's a fear.
Oh, right.
Which is interesting.
Which is valid.
I mean, that's not fun.
It's not fun, but then
it's just an interesting fact. Like, okay.
It is.
So how will you teach your younger ones how to cross the road?
I don't. If I have to go somewhere, I try to
look for the closest pedestrian bridge. If there isn't, I don't care. Most I don't mind the cost of having to take transport to go to the other side of the road.
Interesting. Wow. So like you avoid it at all costs.
Avoid it at all costs.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
I actually have his car to show for it.
Try to cross the road?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I told my God, let me wait. He said no. I said I'll wait. While we were still arguing, wait, cross. He just dragged me. And there was me trying to run back a bike. And then,
oh, wow.
And then, thank God the trailer slowed down. I might not be here today.
Oh, God.
So, I can relate.
These are crossing the road chronicles.
Yeah. Actually, I relate. I can relate. So, how's your own fun fact? Fun fact about me, let me see. So, people think I'm an outgoing person, but I actually like indoor. I can stay at home like 2 days, 3 days. So most people in my compound, they think I'm out. So they don't know when I'm at home because I'm always indoor. So just leave me with food.
I knew, leave me.
I was expecting your fun facts to have food in it.
So, and I was not so potent.
You cannot tell that I like food because of my virtue, but man, I love some good food.
Oh,
food and snacks.
Yeah,
food and snacks. I'm always munching on. I have a friend before she relocated. Any new restaurants that comes up,
you must try it out.
I love food. Leave me with good movie, Christmas movie.
Wow, Christmas.
It's before Christmas. I love Christmas movies. So food, Christmas movie, those are. So you think, oh, I like going out. But if you tell me, oh, please attend my wedding, I would always look for an excuse not to go.
Interesting. I mean, I'm not surprised that your four factors should jump me. So I was like, when you say, oh, you don't like going out, I'm like, But maybe you mentioned the food.
That's it.
Thank you so much, Olabisi Adebola, for joining us on today's episode. I had a fantastic time. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences and the heart behind the work you do. Hearing about the impact of the Women Texas program, the growth, the confidence, the transformation that the beneficiaries go through has been truly inspiring. What stands out most is through mentorship, structured learning, and the power of community, the Women Texas beneficiaries aren't just learning tech skills, they are discovering their voices, unlocking their potentials, and stepping boldly into spaces they once thought were out of reach. And trust me, if you've listened to our episode so far this year, you agree with me. And to everyone listening, thank you for being part of the Tech Empowered family this year. Whether you joined us for one episode or for the entire journey, we hope these stories have shown you that tech isn't just a field, it's a doorway to opportunities, confidence, and possibility. In today's digital world, learning digital skills isn't optional anymore, it's essential. As we wrap up on the podcast for the year, remember this, there's always room to start, to grow, and to rise. If Women Texas feels like the next step for you, stay close, the new year will bring even more opportunities. I remain your humble host, Yemisi, and I wish you an amazing holiday season. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate, and a Happy New Year in advance. Thank you so much for listening, for sharing, and for believing in the power of technology. Until next time, keep learning. And yes, if you have not subscribed, subscribe to Tech Empowered. Listen to our previous episodes. Don't miss us too much. If you miss us, just go back to our previous episodes and listen. And share with a loved one. Share with somebody who you think needs a little bit of encouragement. We'll be back next year, stronger and better. And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep moving forward. Bye for now.
Hey!